And now, right across Australia, it's time for the House of Wellness.
Sometimes I get a good feeling.
The House of Wellness. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Good morning and welcome to the House of Wellness. It is really lovely to be with you here on this Sunday morning. I'm Jo Stanley and as always I'm joined by medical herbalist and pharmacist Gerald Quigley. Hello GQ.
Good morning Jo, great to see you and who's this?
Oh lovely, Sally Obermeter, good morning.
Hello guys, how are we holding up?
Oh, holding
well,
up.
There is the big question of the morning, Sal.
That's right. But
we're practiced in all of this. This is 5.0 for us, Joe.
Yes, when it comes to lockdowns. How are you holding up, Sol?
Well, I'm Sydney based. So this is my sort of, I guess, second go. This is, we only had a very short one last year. So I'm 3 weeks in. And I think it's a bit day by day, to be honest. I remember feeling this way a little bit last time. And look, this is what we're doing now is nothing compared to what Melbourne has gone through. It's a bit of a roller coaster of emotions.
Yes.
You know, sort of some days it's better. Some days you just wake up feeling flat and it's like that all day. And
it's
just
true.
Have to go with it, right?
Well, there are now more than 10 million Aussies in lockdown, so it's good to know that you're not alone. That, I think, is helpful. We're going to be chatting more about what are some ways to help ourselves and each other push through this really challenging time later on in the show. And, as you know, we really do aim to bring as many useful conversations to you as possible on the House of Wellness. And at the top, we're going to be speaking, I think, really usefully for grandparents and parents and carers of teenagers. This is what we're wanting to focus on.
This is all ahead of you, Sal, and you're moving into that zone now.
That's right, preteen,
So, Sal, your kids are younger. My daughter's 12, so she's on the cusp.
So she's an expert in all things.
Whoa. She's got some attitude. Gerald, you have teenage grandchildren.
Yes.
And you spend a lot of time with them.
Yes.
So the fact is we all know that it is a very difficult time and we can feel a bit of a little loss when it comes to handling our teenagers, but COVID has made things so much harder. Kids Helpline has reported an increase of around 50% of teens seeking counselling sessions, and every 69 seconds a young person contacts the helpline. So, you know, we're talking a really difficult time for teenagers, but also for those of us who are caring for them, what do we do?
Sure. Mm. How do we guide them?
Yes, and we're talking, well, there's anxiety about the future, pressures with peers and schooling, loneliness, social media, all of that sort of stuff. But then it also comes down to things like depression and other more psychiatric issues. Yeah. So it can be very, very tough, Gerald, when you know that you want to care for these teens.
And these are just kids, aren't they? And think back when we were 14, 15, potentially didn't really have a care in the world. Can you?
Well, life was much simpler.
It was much simpler.
Mm. You know, I mean, social media, if you take, say, the lockdown and what we've been through, the pandemic part out of it, I think just generally being a teenager is much harder now. It's so much more competitive. It's so much more intense. There's no reprieve. Like for us, when we went to school, even if your school life was a terrible time and you hated it, you got to go home and that was your safe haven. That was your shelter, assuming you had a safe home, but, you know, so you're away from your schoolmates and if there was anything happening, you got to have a break. Yeah. Now with socials, there's no break.
No.
Yes, and I think for those of us caring for teens, we feel a lot of pressure to get it right. So psychotherapist Georgie Manning is going to be joining us today to help us, well, I suppose, navigate these teenage years and do the best that we can. Our A to Z of vitamins is Go Healthy, Go Selenium, 150, I don't even know what that is, 150
micrograms. So you're probably thinking football,
Gerald,
Joe.
I'm only going MCG.
No. Micrograms, which is, and look, just this will be the only bit of science I mention. It's a thousandth of a gram.
Okay, we will learn all about selenium in our A to Z of vitamins. And of course, we'd love to hear from you with any questions that you may have to support your health in any way, but also maybe you are parenting or grandparenting teens. We'd love to hear from you if you have some advice or perhaps a question, 131 873. Next up, we hear from Georgie Manning with some tips on how to handle our teens. That's on the House of Wellness.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Help support your child's general health and well-being with new VitaBubs baby and children's vitamin range. The range is brought to you by Bubs Australia, trusted by Australian families and dedicated to children's nutrition. It targets key health areas such as immune health, digestive health, bone health, brain health and daily health. The VitaBubs range is available from $19.99 at Chemist Warehouse. Always read the label, follow the directions for use. Supplements may only be of assistance where dietary intake is inadequate. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Right now, all Sukin products are half price. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
It is the House of Wellness, and we would love you to give us a call, 131 873. We are talking about parenting, grandparenting and caring for teens today. So we'd love to hear your perspective. If you've got any questions or tips, 131 873. It is impossible to know exactly the impact that COVID has had for the teens in our lives because it is contingent, obviously, on all of the other factors at play, whether it's mental illness or family home life and what social interactions there may be. But I think we do know that universally, most of the young people in our lives have had some impact on their lives and schooling. And as a result, the pandemic, issues have been flaring up around teens with anxiety, disordered eating, OCD and poor sleep health. It's very disturbing to think that our young people are struggling so much, particularly when we're trying to do the best we can for them and a lot of us just don't know what to do. So Georgie Manning is a psychotherapist and counsellor and has many years' experience supporting families and she joins us now. Good morning, Georgie.
Hi, Jo. How are you?
It's so great to speak to you. So we hear that there's evidence suggesting there's an increased level of psychological distress among our youths. Why do you think this is?
Well, we think, you know, the world's pretty tough for everyone at the moment, isn't it? So it's going to affect not just, you know, us as adults, but also, you know, children and teens. And, you know, we think about teens, you know, they're really at that time of their life when they want that independence from families as well. And COVID has kept them at home, particularly if it's in the lockdowns. But when we think about young people, they're doing all the remote learning at home, doing all the schoolwork, but without all that fun and all the essential connections, all the stuff that makes school feel good and connecting with others makes us feel good. So they're isolated a lot and you know, there's just a lot of stress. They're also taking on their parents' distress as well, which is completely understandable. So we could sort of think of like the child or the teen's world at the moment, sort of like a wave pool. Like there's no solid ground. You know, we don't have a lot of calm waters. So when we think about, you know, how we respond like to teenagers and children, you know, they need, like we're wired for connection and we're wired to get that support. So if the parent is, you know, for example, that boat that guides them back to the safe harbour, if that pilot is under their own distress, then it's more difficult to guide them back, you know, safely and calmly. And as parents and grandparents, we want to be, you know, that person who can say, hey, you've got this, you will be okay. But it's absolutely understandable and normal that parents are going through their own distress as well at the moment.
Georgina, I feel you when you say that. That hits home. I think for a lot of us as parents, we are going through our own stress. I wonder what is. It's a difficult one. I hear what you're saying, but I think is it not important as parents to also show your, you know, especially these are young adults, they're teenagers, a range of emotions. You're going through a range of emotions as a parent, and you want to show them that. You know, it's not just all positivity. It's not just all up in life. But how do we do that while still giving them what you've described as this sort of firm footing that, you know, that they can be safe?
So I think we can sort of bring in that idea of resilience here where as a parent we can role model resilience. Now, that doesn't mean when we think of resilience, sometimes we think of it as, hey, we can just cope really well and bounce back really quickly. But bouncing back doesn't necessarily happen immediately. Like it's that process that we need to go through. And there could be a period of anxiety or stress or, you know, feeling down, feeling like you're not coping. But you know, and this is sort of that difference where we might sort of say to kids, hey, you know, just harden up, you know, get over it. And I think the important part here is tuning into how the child feels, so, or how the teen feels. So normalising those range of emotions and the experiences that we have as a result of the stressor or the increase in anxiety or depression or what that might be. So we do want to make it real, but we can be the one who can tune into the child and understand how they're feeling as well, just to sort of show, hey, this is real and normal to have these range of emotions.
Georgie, from a grandparent and parent perspective, are there some telltale signals that we should keep an eye out for when things aren't going all that well in our children or grandchildren?
Sure. So, you know, sort of like a rule of thumb is that when things start to really impact on day-to-day living, so it sort of goes on for a period of time or it's really impacting. I mean, we all have that sort of normal response to stressors and, you know, we have our sort of ups and downs and things like that. But when you sort of see like an ongoing change in mood and like ongoing irritability or loss of interest in everything, so withdrawing, you know, binging on gaming, big changes in appetite or, you know, eating patterns, you know, not wanting to connect to other people. So, you know, days here and there is fine, but when you see it ongoing, that's when we might sort of think, you know, changes in sleep, exercise, all those sorts of things.
Mm-hmm. And what are some top tips for all of us to try and keep our young people healthy and happy?
Okay, so do you mean just through the pandemic, through this time, or?
Well, in generally, I mean, if we know that,
both.
Yeah, I mean, if we know that our young person actually is struggling, what can we do? Because I think often as parents and grandparents, we just feel a little unqualified.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. It can be overwhelming, can't it? We sort of feel, you know, we don't know what to do. But look, I think one of the key things that I teach is to really just, like I said before, tune into how our child or teen is feeling and doing that through reflecting back. So having those discussions with our kids and tuning into what it is they're feeling and naming that feeling. So, for example, if our child, you know, looks down or they're frustrated, we can say, I can see that's really frustrating for you that you've missed out on going out with your friends. And rather than jumping in and trying to problem solve it for our children. So we often think that, you know, if our children are distressed or things are happening as a parent, and we're wired for that, you know, connection and wanting to help our children, but we need to almost have that little pause and just put that aside for a bit and just do the listening and the communicating, because that in itself helps to calm the child, calm the teen. It actually calms the brain. So when we name that emotion for the child, it actually, it's what we call name it and tame it. So, you know, as a parent, often, you know, we see, and I'm just as guilty myself, but we jump in and we problem solve straight away, or we ask questions to try to fix this issue. But to fix an issue or to help a child in distress, one of the most important parts is that listening and communicating and not having to maybe look at solving the problem, but just kind of go, hey, I'm here for you. I really want to understand what this is like for you. I'm not going to dismiss it. I'm not going to over-catastrophize. I'm really going to meet you where you're at with this. And, you know, having that sort of attitude around that. And that might be many, many conversations, because we know that's the best way that we can help our young people is for them to have someone to chat to and understand what it's like for them.
And I think all of that takes time. As we were saying last week, that time is so critical, that we spend time with our kids.
Perhaps, Georgie, the art of listening needs to be rediscovered.
I can't agree more with that, because in particularly like when we've got an increase in distress ourselves, say as adults, which is completely understandable at the moment with lockdowns and, you know, ongoing distress that's happening, is that we tend to be more reactive.
Yes.
So when we're in that reactive state, we're not sort of in that clear thinking calm state where we can sort of put our own stuff aside and just go, hey, I just want to listen to what this is like for you. So it's like the self-care for us as adults, like as parents and grandparents, that self-care for us is really important in this, because we can't really separate a parent's well-being from a child's well-being.
No.
They're so connected, and we mirror each other, so we mirror the stress. It's quite contagious, just as contagious as the COVID.
Yes.
Is that stress contagion?
Yeah. Mm. Oh, well, thank you so much, Georgina Manning. We can find you at peacefulkids.com.au, and I know that you do run parents parenting and courses, different courses within schools and you know, there's lots of resources there. So head along to peacefulkids.com.au for any sort of advice that you might need. Thanks so much, Georgie. You have a great day.
Yeah, thanks for having me on.
Okay, the number is 131-873. We'd love to hear from you if you're a parent or grandparent and would like to maybe offer your little piece of advice or what's worked for you. Or if you have a question relating to your health, we'll get to your questions next on The House of Wellness.
You're listening to The House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
New Zealand's number one selling supplement brand in pharmacies, Go Healthy, is here to help support your skin, hair and nail health with Go Hair Skin Nails Plus, one a day. The formula contains hydrolyzed collagen, vitamin C and added grape seed for antioxidant support. This convenient one a day formulation assists in the maintenance of healthy hair, skin and nails. And right now at Chemist Warehouse, Go Hair Skin Nails Plus is just $16.49. Always read the label, follow the directions for use. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Right now, all Sukin products are half price. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
Welcome back to The House of Wellness. I'm Jo Stanley, and with me is Gerald Quigley and Sally Obermeter, and we are here thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Let's get to some calls. Hello, Patricia in Moonee Ponds.
Morning, Patricia.
Good morning, Gerald. Look, I have a blocked nose and I've been using the spray FET, but it hasn't helped. And I also want to know, should it affect the breathing?
It's a difficult problem, isn't it, blocked noses? And it happens, Patricia, obviously, because you've got an overproduction of mucus, which is not draining away. Now, your principle of irrigation is sound, and that usually works. But could I suggest that you change to an irrigation that does not have a preservative, and you'll find it'll be a little easier to use. And then 10 minutes later, ask your pharmacist for a decongestant nasal spray. And when you spray it, imagine you've got a clock face on your face. So you want a spray up to number 2 and a spray up to number 10 so that you're getting onto the areas where a lot of this mucus is being produced. So it's a two-step thing. What is so funny?
I'm loving with Sal and I have just gone, we've just learned something. Did you know that, Sal?
Never. I always just spray straight up at 12 o'clock.
Well, no, 12 o'clock doesn't work, Sal, because it goes straight up through your snout back into the back of your throat. That's a waste of space.
Wow.
Oh, look, I'm full of good info.
You really are, Gerald.
You should come back, GQ. You're good.
So it's an isotonic saline. Go for an isotonic saline without a preservative. Have a look at the side of the box. If it's got a preservative in it, pick one that does not have a preservative. And then 10 minutes later, use a decongestant nasal spray at 2 o'clock and 10 o'clock.
2 and 10. Love it. Thank you so much, Patricia, for your call. Anne, good morning.
Hello.
Hi, Anne.
Gerald, in relation to vitamin B12 spray,
yes.
How much more effective is that compared to the tablets you ingest?
Well, the tablet that you swallow, Anne, suddenly, sadly, is broken down in your tummy by gastric acid. So that isn't the best way to go. So either an oral spray or an oral tablet that dissolves in your mouth gives you absorption through your mouth, through the buccal cavity. So that's the most effective way to have B12. Some people can't.
How long do you need to keep it in the mouth, though?
Oh, no, you spray it in and just 30 seconds, that's all.
30 seconds?
Yes. There's no...
Oh, really?
Yes, not much. But the absorption's quite rapid. They're well formulated. Or if you don't like that, there are what we call sublingual, which are under the tongue, but just in your mouth, there are tablets available that are flavoured as well. But they're very effective and it will help maintain your B12 levels.
Lovely.
Okay. Yeah.
Thanks so much for your call, Anne. 131-873 is our number. Do call with any questions that you have for your health. May in Victoria. Hello, May.
Morning, May.
Good morning, everyone. Gerald, I've had open heart, so I'm on metoprolol, Carvacil, Cartia.
Yes.
I'm also on Nexium.
Yes.
Which I want to get off because I've been on it for too long.
Okay.
I've tried and I still need something for my tummy. Would you have something that's natural that will be complementary to the others?
Well, look, it's a little more difficult than what it seems, May, and you've already experienced that when you go off these medications, which are called proton pump inhibitors, you get a massive rebound of acidity, and the only way you can settle that is to go back onto the drug. So, your best shot is to drop me an email to houseofwellness.com.au. There's an ask tab and I'll show you how we can reduce that and replace it with something that will do the job effectively. But it's got to be managed, May. And you know what? It might be worth running it, because of those other medications, it might be worth running it past your GP and saying, this is what I want to do. Have you got some thoughts? And if the GP says, well, it's up to you, then I'm happy to guide you through. But there's no, it's a stepwise withdrawal, and you replace it with other things that will do the job almost as well, and then there's a backup as well. So that's why it's better if I can set it all out in an email.
Yes, it's howswellness.com.au
and
for
the Ask
that
tab.
Ask tab. Mm. Yes, all the best with that, May. In a moment, we're going to be talking about lockdowns. We'd love to hear from you, 131 873. If you'd like to join our conversation, let us know how you're getting through, what is helping you. We're going to be speaking about all different easy-to-access distractions that might help you along the way. That's next on the House of Wellness.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Right now, all Sukin products are half price. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
Welcome back to the House of Wellness. Give us a call, 131 873, with any questions that you might have to support your health or well-being, or perhaps that might help you to get through lockdown, because 10 million Australians are pushing our way through lockdowns. And for some of us, it does feel like an endless struggle that can really take its toll. Sel, I wanted to ask you first, how are you finding the impacts of lockdown, and what has helped for you?
I'm finding it different each day. Some days I'm like, oh, yes, it's fine. And other days I feel like it's a lot less than fine. And I think that's the thing for me, and that's one of the things I actually think that is helping me, is I'm just feeling the feelings. I'm not trying to sort of mask them and be like super positive. I'm just trying to go through it and know that however I'm feeling, it will pass, and another feeling will come. But what I think has helped me is some sort of traditions or rituals or kind of routine, if you want. So I've said to the girls, we normally always have, you know, Fridays is always pizza and a movie, and currently obviously every night feels like Friday, and every day feels the same. And that's one of the things I think that's difficult. It's the monotony of it, right?
Yes.
It's very same. There's nothing to distinguish one from another. So having sort of set sort of days, like on Tuesdays we're going to do Taco Tuesday, or Fridays is going to be pizza, or just small things that anchor the week that sort of make it, I guess, give us a bit of distinction. And then I've got a list going, and it's not necessarily a list of goals, because I don't know that, you know, now's the time that I want to sort of so much achieve goals. I think just getting through this is a terrific goal. Mm. But just a list of ideas, because sometimes I'm like, what can I do? I don't know what to do. And so other times I'll be thinking, oh, you know what I've always wanted to do is, I don't know, whatever, you know, and I'll, whatever it is.
Have you learned to bake bread? It seems like everybody learned to bake bread last year, which is not my cup of tea.
It's not mine either. I didn't do it either. I was like, you know what? I'll still buy bread.
Well, at this stage, we can still do that, Sel. Do you think it's the uncertainty? You know, we experience Victorians. It's the uncertainty of the whole thing. For how long will this continue? How long will it be before we get back to full normal, not partially normal, because it could be, we don't know. Mm. And we've got all this state rivalry and people giving opinions, which doesn't help adults. And I think it can reflect on our children and grandchildren, where we're uncertain, they become uncertain. So it really can be a struggle.
Well, I think the answer is to clock out of social media and news every now and then to give yourself a bit of a, you know, a break from that negativity, because it isn't helpful. And the fact is, we are all in it together and very supportive of each other. So
we
don't
are.
Believe the headlines.
No, that's true.
The other
Do you know what I did yesterday, Sel, with my year six grandson? I went and dropped the line. We went fishing.
Oh,
how
fishing.
Lovely.
That's freezing. You are very
cold,
fortunate that you have the sea within your 5K.
Yes,
so
we do.
You're able to do that, which
yes,
is a huge blessing.
Mm-hmm.
I think you need to be kind to yourself, yes. And that there's a balance. Setting routines, very important, particularly if you're working from home. You don't want work and home life to merge, because you end up working basically 24/7.
Correct.
All the time. Terrible, right? So you need to set yourself some boundaries there. But also be kind to yourself and go, well, actually today I am going to be in pyjamas all day.
Yes.
And that's fine as well.
And, you know, speaking of work from home, I've said this to definitely the team. We have a team of people who work with me. And I've said, if you need an annual leave day, just because you're working from home doesn't mean you can't have an annual leave. Now, we have this sense that we have to save annual leave for a trip to Bali or a holiday. But actually, annual leave days where no one will work from work will call you. Just say, guys, I need an annual leave day and take it.
Yes.
Watch movies all day. Yes. Don't, you know, get on your emails. Have it. You know, yes. That's what those days are for.
And when you, if it also when it comes to the homeschooling, which when you're working and also managing the remote learning, that is very difficult. I just call upon employers to be kind to the parents that are at home.
Totally.
Juggling that, yes. You're not necessarily going to be as productive. You just need to understand that. And also when it comes to your kids and their schooling, if it's becoming distressing, don't make it harder and stand over them. I was, you know, I'm very much a fan of, oh, well, today we'll just read stories and we might go for a run rather than all of the actual activities that have been set. Because you don't want to make it more distressing.
No. Could not agree more.
Yes. I don't know if the teachers would agree with me.
I can hear the phone ring. It's the Department of Education. Yes.
The board has
lit. A word with you.
Yes. The board has lit up.
Never mind. Well, and also I do encourage you to get on and have a look at all the amazing online exhibitions and events. I know that the city of sydney.newsouthwales.gov.au. There's fantastic resources there of some fantastic things you can do. Interactive cooking shows. I love that sort of stuff. Mm. But there's, you know, all of the arts organisations are doing their best to continue producing what they usually do, and that's available for you online, which is really beautiful. And I want to encourage you to head to Beyond Blue, 1-800-512-348 and beyondblue.org.au if you are struggling, because there's 24/7 resources available there for
and
you
we,
as well.
And we need to learn to listen, as Georgie said before.
Yes, we'd love to hear from you, 131-873. If you have questions of any kind, James from Melton South, good morning.
Hi, James.
Good morning. I'm inquiring on behalf of a 33-year-old granddaughter who has very low immune system, has all her life.
Yes.
And she's had a major operation. So they found cysts on her pancreas and removed half of it, plus her spleen.
Okay.
And just wondering, is there anything that can help to maintain a better immune system?
Well, I'm going to make some suggestions, James, and then call on Cell to make some suggestions as well. The fundamental things are vitamin D and vitamin C and zinc. They are the three recognised immune-supporting nutrients that your granddaughter can have, and all it does is boost her resistance to any potential infections she may face. Now, the other three from me, Sal, we need immune-supporting foods that we can enjoy.
Please, you cannot have enough. So oranges, grapefruits, broccoli, kale is excellent, spinach is excellent, capsicum, all of those. The more she can get into her system, the better.
Good on you, James. Thanks for calling, and what a great grandfather.
I know. Wonderful to hear from you, James. John from Geelong, good morning.
Morning, John.
Good morning, Gerald. I've just been diagnosed with an enlarged prostate.
Yes.
I'm just wondering what's up. Is the supplement I could take or what?
Yep. Now, first of all, John, every bloke over 50 to some degree has an enlarged prostate. So from that perspective, join the club. Now, the herb specifically has got two names, Saw, S-A-W, and Palmetto, P-A-L-M-E-T-T-O. You can buy that from your pharmacy. You take one each day, and it's designed to slow down any enlargement process. Beer is a problem. Beer accelerates the enlargement. So if you enjoy a beer, back away and choose something else. And the other important thing to do, and ladies, if you could put your fingers in your ears for a moment, when you feel you've finished urinating, stand there for another 10 or 15 seconds to get rid of any residual urine, because that often gives you a sense of urgency and gets you back to the bathroom in an hour, both men and women, but blokes especially, because as we've noticed, we're anatomically built differently. So Saw Palmetto is your herb.
Thanks.
Do you like
Jennifer,
that?
Highlighting that.
I just thought I'd point. That's another little take-home message today.
Oh, well, thank you so much, John, for your call.
John.
And we will have more of your calls next on the House of Wellness.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Help support your child's general health and well-being with new VitaBubs baby and children's vitamin range. The range is brought to you by Bubs Australia, trusted by Australian families and dedicated to children's nutrition. It targets key health areas such as immune health, digestive health, bone health, brain health and daily health. The VitaBubs range is available from $19.99 at Chemist Warehouse. Always read the label. Follow the directions for use. Supplements may only be of assistance where dietary intake is inadequate. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Right now, all Sukin products are half price. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
It is the House of Wellness, and it's time for A to Z of vitamins. Gerald, we're talking about selenium today, and I must say, I don't know if I've ever heard of selenium.
It's a trace mineral, a trace element, Joe, important for things like thyroid function, DNA synthesis. It helps immune function. It's just one of these things we take for granted, and it's in a lot of foods, but we are now in the age of nutrient density. We talk about that all the time, but a lot of our soils aren't as nutrient dense as they used to be. And selenium is a supplement often included in multivitamins, which is good, but there are some people who really need more. And with some advice it's worth having a chat about. Don't necessarily go off and buy it without asking if it's appropriate, but it is a neglected mineral in so many different ways. Sell food-wise...
Food-wise, shellfish, eggs, fish, chicken,
all
Brazil
those things
nuts.
We enjoy.
Brazil nuts actually are high in selenium.
And you've got to be able to absorb it, which is good. So look at it from as natural a source as you possibly can, and away you go.
How would we know if we need more selenium?
Well, often it can be the symptoms you describe to a health practitioner may point you in the direction of some sort of selenium insufficiency rather than deficiency. Mm. But if you are concerned, then you look at a multivitamin with the selenium in it, or you can take it as a separate supplement. But it's something that needs a little investigation, particularly for people with thyroid issues, or if you find you're, again, struggling with immune function.
Okay, well, the A to Z of vitamins is brought to you by Go Healthy, New Zealand's number one selling supplement brand in pharmacies. Give us a call, 131 873, with your questions for your health. We have time for a few more. Good morning, Douglas from Port Melbourne.
Good morning, Douglas.
Good morning, Doctor, and good morning to both of you.
Yeah, let me, at the start, Douglas, I'm not a doctor. I'm a pharmacist and master herbalist, so we need to make that clear from the start.
Okay,
how
sorry.
Can we help? That's all right.
Look, mate, at the end of 2018, I was diagnosed with a rarous hen's teeth disease in my esophageal region.
Yes.
Called IgG4.
Yes.
They had me on prednisolone on massive doses for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know, have you heard of this disease? It's very new.
Yes, I have, Douglas. I think the important thing, this is an underlying issue that manifests itself in lots of different ways. And sometimes it's eyes, sometimes it's skin, and in your case, it's esophagus. And look, I don't have specific suggestions for you, Douglas, other than to be as informed and on top of this issue, get to learn everything you can about it, write things down, ask questions of your practitioner team, and make sure you're getting every bit of help you possibly can. That's the most important thing in these underlying inflammatory issues, and we wish you well.
We really need to become experts in our own health, don't we?
Yes, and become empowered.
Mm. Jane in Melbourne, good morning.
Hi, Jane.
Good morning. Look, I'm to have a CT scan.
Yes.
And I was just interested, there's a little box to tick if you're having metformin, if you're diabetic.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I was just wondering, why would that be, please, and what does metformin actually do?
Metformin plays a lot of roles, Jane. It actually works on the pancreas and helps people with diabetes. As to why you stop taking it for a scan, I have no idea. I'm sure someone will, but if that's if it concerns you, then you ask the person doing the scans, why do I have to stop it? So, you know, that, again,
ask the question,
become empowered.
I guess, yes.
Ask the question, and we say that often, don't we?
Yes. Thank you so much for our callers this morning. houseofwellness.com.au to the Ask tab if you have a question. Today we would love you to head along and check out House of Wellness TV as well if you're looking for something to do during lockdown. And we've been speaking about parenting today. There's a fantastic story about a parenting course for dads on House of Wellness TV today. It's called Beer and Bubs.
That's a good combination.
I love it. It's designed especially to educate new dads, and it's held at the pub, which, you know, you've got to take the education to where the people are.
Of course you are.
Don't you?
Yes.
Brilliant.
And I bet I know who went along for a pint. I bet it was Gus.
Well, Gus Warland, I think, did bring this story to us.
Surprise,
yes,
surprise.
That's true. But I must say, you know, I remember when my baby was born and my husband was the main carer because I went back to work, he found it very hard to access help and assistance as a dad.
And to meet other dads.
Yes.
And I think that's the thing. I think as women, you're very fortunate to have, there's a lot of mum groups. But as dads, that's not as common. So we need to create them. That's excellent.
That's right. So check out House of Wellness TV on Channel 7 at midday today. And we'll have a new episode this Friday at 2 p.m. on Channel 7. We'll be back with more House of Wellness after this.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Right now, all Sukin products are half price. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
It has been wonderful to spend the last hour with you. Before we wrap up, Gerald, I had a question for you from Gwen in Sydney who has swollen fingers and she's having trouble doing her craft work, which, you know, when you're in lockdown, craft work is a lifeline.
Very
what can
important.
We do about swollen hands?
And it's coming
hands?
Back. Yes, get an anti-inflammatory, Gwen, some turmeric, take that every day, find one of the anti-inflammatory creams without a smell. Use those as your regular hand cream and thick socks I'd like, please.
So what are we eating for anti-inflammatory?
Curry.
Curry!
Get all that beautiful turmeric into you. Yes,
there
absolutely.
You
and it's perfect for winter. Yep.
We are thinking of you, Gwen, and all of the Australians who are in lockdown at the moment. Sel, it's been gorgeous to see you again.
Thank you, Sel.
Nice to see you guys.
As always, head to houseofwellness.com.au. Thanks again to our friends at Chemist Warehouse. Gerald, lovely to see
Thank you.
Thank you,
Joe. Enjoy your day.
You enjoy
as
your
much
day.
As we can.
Are you off fishing again?
No, not fishing today. I haven't dried out yet from yesterday.
It's so lovely. Well, we'll see you all next week.